This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know. Hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, what actually will be the fate of Cal State Long Beach's beloved mascot, Prospector Pete? And when it's hot, we vacation in the desert. Okay, maybe not, but when you hear the prices, woo, our travel guy joins us live. Let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is on the way to Wisconsin for some R&R and some cheese and some wine. So Katie Clark is here.
NASA astronomers are finally saying publicly what a lot of people have been thinking.
It's always a primal experience, introducing Jay Campidonia.
Everyone in politics is trying to put their signature on the illegal immigration issue. Well, one congressional wannabe tried a little too hard. Details coming up.
And looking in trees, under rocks, and underground for stories, here's Chris Martin.
Phil, do you remember the at hidden cash guy?
Yeah, sure.
Well, he's going to be taking a break with his stashed cash shenanigans, and I'm going to explain why.
Oh, okay. Let's get things started, and thanks for tuning in. And Katie, we're going to start with you. And what's NASA up to? What are the scientists talking about? Alien life?
Well, you know, a lot of people have, you know, their UFO stories. Well, NASA experts, they're saying that they're close to finding alien life. They have advancements in telescopes. They obviously have a lot of technology on their side, and they're able to observe never-before-seen planets, you know, far away, like with the Hubble telescope. And there's one that they've observed that is Earth-sized. It's orbiting a habitable zone of a star, a lot like our own sun, so basically a really similar Earth out there. So there's saying that there's that possibility.
Is it in the Goldilocks area? So it's you know what they're talking about?
Is that an actual thing?
Not too hot, not too cold,
just right
to sustain life.
That's what it sounds like, a little Goldilocks planet out there.
And will we ever meet these people?
Hopefully not me.
Okay, all right. And you have in the past expressed a bit of a phobia.
Yes, and I'm one of those people that stands on a chair, lifts my skirt, and screams when I see a spider. I hate spiders. Now, a man in Seattle, I can relate. He caused $60,000 worth of damage trying to kill a spider in his house.
How did he do that?
I get it. What he did is he took a spray paint can and a lighter, and the rest is history. Oops. No one was hurt, except I think the spider might be suing
for damages.
So he
made like a napalm torch? Is
something
that what he
like did? Something like that, yeah. I get it. I'm with you. I'm with you, brother.
My goodness.
Is it worth your house?
Yes, it's a spider. Get it out.
You know, real quick, I did something similar when I was younger around my dad's house. We had these big cat spiders. I grew up in Idaho. So I went around with a can of Barbasol, his shaving cream, around the outside of the house, and I'm spraying these things down. Well, shaving cream will peel paint. So at these 7 or 8 locations that I did that, it just peeled the paint right off of the house.
Yeah.
Good one.
Did several $100 worth of damage.
Another shaving cream tip, and don't use too much of it. The mirror in your bathroom that gets fogged up. Next time you clean it, don't use the Windex or the vinegar or whatever you use. Just use a little bit of shaving cream, and then it will repel the steam. You'll be able to see yourself when you're shaving.
Thanks, Dad.
Happy to help.
Tip of the day.
Not Rain-X, but Barbasol.
Now pull up your pants and get to work.
Yeah, there you go. Why I oughta. That's more like my father, good Italian boy that he is.
All right, so what's going on with Facebook and Twitter and all the people in social media, Katie?
Well, think about this. Okay, so we have all of our social media accounts, right? And what happens when you pass away? I mean, we have to think about where we're going to give our stamp collection and who gets the 401k. But what about, you know, Facebook? There's a group of lawyers. They're trying to allow family members to have access once you pass on, unless you specify it in a will. And who's really thinking about that until even just recently? Because all of this stuff is so new.
Yeah.
Google, if you don't log on to Google for a while, the accounts can be shared or deleted with a designated person. So it is something to think about. And it's now going to be going into the law books.
Really? All right. Well, that's good, because you think about what somebody's got to be in charge of your stuff. Your social media life can't continue after you die, can it?
Oh, sure it can.
Yeah?
Of course it can. Come on. You have somebody post on your behalf on your birthday.
Okay. So somebody in my will, I'll put this in on Facebook, somebody has to post on my behalf, I'm dead.
Yeah,
and then count the likes.
Yep.
The likes and the shares. All right. We continue to watch what's happening with the stream of illegal immigrants, especially children from Central America coming over the border with Mexico. And there's a development there, Katie.
Yeah, so a lot of talk about what to do with these children and how to keep them safe. And, I mean, it's a treacherous trip over that border. So the Obama administration has given $50 million. It's a contract with the Baptist Child and Family Services, and they're working on a 600-bed luxury resort in Welasco, Texas, and they're going to turn it into this place where the kids can go. It's an intake area. Well, they have doctors and people that can take care of them. Now, the employees for this charity, they'll be paid about between $10 and $45 an hour, depending on what they're doing. Not to mention, this resort offers free Wi-Fi, cable TV, outdoor Olympic pool, outdoor pool, another pool. I'm just saying, I don't have accommodations that are this nice. That's
no.
all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying? Good.
Is it a halfway house prior to being deported? Is that what it is? It's a place where if you make it over, you're going to go to this halfway house?
Well, it's not. I mean, it's obviously to determine what's going to happen after that because
sure.
a lot of these kids are going with family members in the United States. But, yeah, it's basically a safe place where they can come to, get medical care, make sure they're not sick.
A safe and luxurious place.
Yeah, so I was going to say, a little nice. More than safe. That's more than yeah. most of us can afford.
Well, this will be a highlight of their trip.
Yes.
At least for the time being.
They can swim and be out by the pool with their iPad. It's it's fantastic.
All right. So while we're on the topic, Jay, where are you going with this?
Oh, hello. Yes. Well, there's an Arizona Republican out there. He's a congressional candidate. He's a House hopeful wannabe.
Outside looking in.
Yes. And he went down. There was a scheduled protest yesterday in this little town just north of Tucson called Oracle, Arizona. And evidently a bus of these migrant children were going to be transferred there and then put into some sort of detention facility out there, right?
Right.
So there's a big protest going out, similar to what was in Murrieta not that long ago.
Okay.
But only about 100 people showed up in Oracle, Arizona.
Maybe it's, an economy of scale. Maybe
it's
there
just
a
much
ton more people
town.
In Murrieta than there are in Oracle.
Exactly. Well, this Republican went down there and was seen chanting, and how dare you bring them here, and we don't want them here, things like that, things to that nature.
Did he see a bus?
He did, and he took a picture of it, and he says, the bus is coming in. This is not compassion. And he told a reporter that he was actually able to see the look on the faces of these migrant children, and they looked scared. They looked petrified. And then the reporter says, you know that was a bus full of YMCA kids, don't you?
Wow.
There's projection for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the definition of projection.
He actually deleted the tweet with the picture of the bus saying, you know, how dare they, blah, blah, blah. And then he actually later tweeted and said, I apologize for the confusion earlier. That was my error.
Dot, dot, dot. But then again, have you ever been on one of those YMCA trips?
It's right. scary, right?
Yeah. Oh, he didn't say that? No.
No. Okay. No, he did not. But can you believe this guy? I mean, stop trying so hard.
Really?
Stop trying.
It's political theater.
It really
is. For so many of these guys. All right. Tap into the compassion and do something right about this. I don't know exactly what that is, but if you're compassionate and empathetic about it, you ought to be able to come up with something if you set the politics aside. Not sure that's possible. And I'm not sure it's possible to be a nice guy anymore in this world, Chris, because the hidden cash guy has run into a bit of a speed bump, hasn't he?
He has. And we all remember the hidden cash guy as the guy who made national news by stashing envelopes with small amounts of cash in it and then tweeting hints and encouraging people to go on these giant scavenger hunts. He recently tweeted out he's going to be taking a break for a while. We're not exactly sure why, but it could be associated with his event in Whittier recently. He stashed some cash over at the Whittier Park. It attracted over 1,000 people, and the cash hunters uprooted trees, tore apart sprinkler heads, and ripped down fences looking for a couple of $100 worth
was
of cash.
Was any of that necessary?
No, bunch of Neanderthals. Get a job.
He just hangs an envelope from a tree or sits it on a park bench.
Oh, he doesn't bury it 6 feet under. Okay.
No, he doesn't.
I guess they were looking for that.
He's not Survivor.
Somebody shows up with a backhoe and is like, I'm going to get it.
A skip loader
Picks
trying to
and
dig
shovels.
Right into cement.
Yeah. The guy is known as Buzzy, the guy that is doing the at Hidden Cash contest, and he has agreed to pay the city $5,000 for repairs because they have to do overtime and buy new trees and plants. Quote, he was interviewed. He says, this was a smaller park and probably not the best choice of time and place to pull this off.
Yeah.
Bunch of heathens.
So, I guess so.
He did his final cast drop in Hermosa recently. Now he's taking a break.
All right. Has Prospector Pete done his final football game? Well, yes, he has, because they don't have a football team over at Cal State Long Beach. So there you go. There's the answer.
So that ship
sailed.
Goodbye,
everybody. Yeah, exactly. Over. Come on, big guy.
Has he done his final women's volleyball team? Okay, that's more like Cal State Long Beach, isn't it? We're going to get some clarification on where Cal State Long Beach is going with their slogan, with their logo, and all of this, because there does seem to be a need for clarification. We'll get that next here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports a Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports a Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. We're here every weekday afternoon at 2 with Jennifer Bjorklund, who just happens to be on a plane on the way to Wisconsin. Katie Clark is here today. So are Jay Campadonia and Chris Martin, as usual. And we just added something to the show fun page at philhewlettandfriends.com. And it is perhaps one of the greatest inventions to come along in, hours. Because inventions seem to come along, great ones, so quickly these days, Jay. What is it?
Especially in this world and on this show, we bring you the greatest of the culinary world. I have stumbled upon one of the greatest breakfast foods of all time. And I cannot wait to get home, break open the waffle maker, and make a tater tot waffle.
Oh.
Nice.
You put little maple syrup on that bad boy, forget about it.
A little tater tots. Mm-hmm.
Was that from Sling Blade?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that Dwight Yoakam who played that?
No, that was
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes.
That's right.
All right, so we have a picture of how to make them and a finished product at philhewlettandfriends.com on the show fun page. Go take a look. It'll make you hungry, and it'll make you want to make one right away.
Oh.
Thanks, Jay. We told you earlier this week that Cal State Long Beach was changing the logo and the name of its athletic teams and online. There's been a bit of an uproar from 49er alums. So we thought maybe, just maybe, we should get some clarification on the matter. So joining us live is Cal State Long Beach Athletics Department spokesman Deedon Brosino. Deedon, hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going? You make me hungry. I think that was strategic, making me listen to that.
That's what we do here.
You know, if you're anywhere on a university campus, and if you're anywhere in the university age, you're just going to down anything that's got tater tot sprinkled on it, right?
No, I completely agree.
All right, so I went to Cal State Long Beach. Our executive producer, Mike Stark, went to Cal State Long Beach. My wife went there. We met there. One of my daughters went there. My sister went there. Okay, we're steeped in 49er lore here on this program.
Yes, sir.
So what's changing exactly?
So what happened yesterday, and I'm gonna talk a little bit of backstory. I mean, yesterday was a phenomenal day for both the university and the athletic department here at Long Beach State. We had James Ennis sign a professional contract with the NBA's Miami Heat. James played here for 2 years. We had Troy Tulowitzki start at shortstop and bat third for the National League in the All-Star game in Minneapolis last night. And from an athletic standpoint, we released this refreshed visual identity. And I say visual identity and stress that importance because this was an athletics initiative. It's not necessarily for the entire university itself, but what we've had in athletics from the athletic program standpoint over the years, and I've been here about 8 years now, is an extremely fractured brand. And we've had such great success over the last 4 or 5 years. You know, our attendance for men's basketball is up almost 70% over the last 6 seasons. Our student attendance is up 113%, and it's better than schools like Pitt and Clemson and Nebraska. We're graduating student athletes at an 80% plus clip. So, I mean, the timing for this was perfect, and we really had to find a way to rein in the brand position of the athletic program here in the community and for our alumni. And what we rolled out yesterday was a refreshed visual identity for athletics.
And what is that exactly?
Which really, to break that all down in the lamest terms for you, we refreshed the LB logo, so the famous LB mark. There was a lot of different groups in the community that use that, from local high schools to even some gang-related activity that we wanted to kind of...
In Long Beach?
No.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. Right, I mean, it's a great city, big city with a small-town feel, but it's got those pockets. But
what do you call that font, by the way?
The font, we're calling it a Go Beach font right now. And what we did, we refreshed the LB logo. We refreshed the beach mark, which is our primary and secondary marks right there.
Go Beach.
Go Beach. And then we adopted the Long Beach State Go Beach font for athletics. So all the scuttlebutt that's out there regarding us dropping the 49er nickname is not true.
Well, are the team still the 49ers?
Yes, sir. Yeah. When you go online or when you see a basketball broadcast on Fox Sports or ESPN or whatever the media outlet will be, it will still be Long Beach State 49ers. That will be the nickname. You'll see it in our writing. You'll see it in our headlines. But what we really did here yesterday is reposition our visual identity and the brand within athletics for the community. So yes, we really committed to the LB as our primary.
Yeah. Now, anytime there's change in anywhere, in any industry, education or otherwise,
yeah, and
there always seems to be some kind of collateral damage, and we're particularly sensitive to the unemployment rate here in California. I think it's higher than it is nationally. And
sure.
And so this comes down to perhaps the most important question of all here. What happens to Prospector Pete?
Prospector Pete is alive and well. He's alive and well. I think he's preparing for the Long Beach City International Marathon here coming up. So
he still has a gig?
Yes, sir. He's still got a gig. He's still got a gig.
And what's on his jersey there? Does it say 49er? Does it say beach? Does it say LB?
It'll say beach on his jersey, you know, and he'll still look like a minor and Prospector Pete. You know, it'll be traditional. You'll see him at homecoming. You'll see him on campus in the community at our athletic events.
Now, not to put you on the spot, but don't you think that your logo is a little bit disrespectful to those prospectors out there? And shouldn't it be changed?
I don't know. I'm waiting for a call from Dan Snyder back there in D.C. to get his take on it before I tackle that one.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Tackle, that's a good question. When are we getting a football team back in Long Beach?
I think we'll both be gone. You know, football is a great rallying point for a lot of people in the nation, and we all have our teams. I'm a Pennsylvania guy, so I grew up going to Penn State football games and experienced that atmosphere. But, you know, budgetarily, it really needs to make sense for not just the school but the community as well. And that's something that it's discussed a lot, but it's really something that if we re-enter into that discussion, it would probably need to be on an FCS level.
I was there when George Allen was the coach.
Yeah, and that's when we changed the school colors from brown and gold to black and gold. So that was a fun time, and I heard George just did that on a whim. He said, "Hey, I'm going to order black and gold uniforms, and you all better like it."
It was a fun time. You are absolutely correct, but I am sworn to secrecy about those things, and so we appreciate you spending some time here with us on the air to clarify. And I'm happy to hear that Pete still has a gig, and it sounds like everything's in place. It just got tweaked a little bit for the better, and everybody's happy. Deedon Brosino with Cal State Long Beach Athletics Department. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, you got it, guys. And if there's any further questions for anybody out there, you can just go to our website at longbeachstate.com. The official athletics release is up there, and it'll kind of explain everything, and they'll get an opportunity to see all the cool stuff we're doing over here on campus. So
nothing Tater Tot related?
I can plug something in there for you there.
Heck yeah.
All right, very
tater
good.
Tater Tots are universal. So
very nice. Go Beach. Thank
go
you.
Beach. Go Beach, guys. Thank
all
you.
All right, there he goes. That's Deedon Brosino. So I feel pretty good.
Do we get a box of hats or something for doing that interview?
A little swag.
Something.
A box of hats?
A box of hats or sweatshirts or something. I mean, now everybody's got to go change out all their stuff, right?
Yeah, I think so. But you know what? We're talking about Pete potentially losing his job. There's a website out there called careercast.com. It just put out the top 10 most endangered jobs in the United States. You want to know what those are?
Oh, God.
They're the jobs with the lowest projected growth over the next decade.
Parachute tester?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like when you go back when the automobile came along. blacksmiths were going out.
Right.
Right? The guys who made the horseshoes and all that sort of thing. So the number 10 item is tax collector. See, because you do it all online now.
Yeah.
Right? Printing worker. Because you do it all online now. Right? Drill press operator.
What?
I can't even explain what that is.
Yeah,
really.
You do that online?
That's a metal thing.
When you
drill press?
When you
I guess
drill
it's going automation.
Down.
Robotic.
Yeah.
Flight attendant, because who's getting service anymore on a plane anyway?
Yeah, you can't even, you know. Where are they? Like, you try to find someone. Okay, I need something, and they're just, I don't know. There's...
Lumberjack, because, hey, you could just get a 3D printer and make a tree. What? Why are lumberjacks out?
Automation. Oh. It's the big robotic, you know, the big saws. Don't you watch those shows on history?
Like that one they had in the Lorax.
Sure.
That was chopping all the trees down.
They're still going to be able to compete on ESPN, though, so don't worry about that.
Okay. All good.
They're not going to be in good practice, though.
Travel agent. Right. I'm surprised we still have travel agents, frankly.
Do it online.
Newspaper reporter.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've been replaced by bloggers. Meter reader.
Oh, interesting.
That's also automated.
Is it? Well, yeah. Farmer. That's sad.
That is sad.
Is it sad? And finally, mail carrier.
Yeah, that's
doing
going
those
down quick.
Cluster boxes.
It's getting harder and harder to find somebody who says, hey, will you take this piece of paper across the country for me? Here's 42 cents.
Well, someone has to deliver all the Amazon products, though. They'll still be around.
No, drones. They'll have drones.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, guys, when it's hot, you want to get away, right? Cool off? How about following the heat to the desert for a vacation? Well, hold on. Hold on now. Before you change your mind, because you want to hear about the deals out there from our travel guy, and he joins us next here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980. We're back on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. Thanks for tuning in. If you ever miss a single show, we have every single show available for you after the fact, including this one later today at philhewlettandfriends.com. And we always link up to that on our Twitter account or on our Facebook page, where you should go follow and like as often as you possibly can until we recognize that you've done so. Thank you for doing that. All right, I'm Phil. Jennifer's off today. We have Katie Clark and Jay and Chris are here as well. Let's roll along now. Low rates versus high heat. You got to weigh this, right? If you're thinking about some vacation, it's summertime, and you're going to pay big bucks for the beach location, right? Or maybe a nice place up in the mountains next to a lake. What about the desert? A lot of desert resorts out there, and we want to kind of think about this. Do we want a vacation where it's 102, but it's really a dry heat? Here's our travel guy, Gary Warner. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how's it going, Phil?
People always say that. It's going great. People always say it's really a dry heat, but there's some beautiful desert locations, aren't there?
Well, you know, they say it's not the heat, it's the humidity. But when it's 110 degrees or 115 degrees, it's the heat.
Yeah, you know, it is. It absolutely is.
It's blasting you. This is a perennial one every year from people, because they see these ads where they can stay at these great 4 or 5 star luxury hotels, the kind they always can't afford the rest of the year, and they're very reasonable. They're very reasonable. $88 at the Westin out in Palm Springs, or $134 at the Arizona Biltmore, one of the classic great hotels.
Is that a double or is that a per person?
That's the price of the room.
Wow.
And so they're thinking, why not? Let's go do this. Well, as somebody who's done this, you get out there and it's like having a vacation in your mom's oven. And what really happens, I think, with a lot of people is they don't know how hot, really hot is.
Oh, so I see where you're going here, Gary. You're actually going to talk us out of vacationing in the desert during the summer?
Well, I'm not an advocate here, Phil. I'm the guy with the weighing both pros and cons here.
So you've done it. So you've made the mistakes and had the joys, so that we either don't have to or we can.
Right. And let's do talk about the joys, because you can go if you're somebody who likes to go and stay in a really nice hotel room and watch TV and have them bring in room service and just relax in a very luxurious, quiet, you know, atmosphere. It's a great choice. stories. If you're somebody who wants to go out and check out the sites, go shopping and all that sort of stuff, it's very limiting, because once you step out that front door, you realize that you can maybe have
oppressive heat, and when you take a dip in the pool, an 86-degree heated pool, it feels like you're in the middle of the icy ocean.
And that's if your flip-flops don't melt by the time you get there.
True.
You know, so it's just I am definitely a no on this, but I have friends who like to go out. They love to basically hang out there. I have a friend who's a writer, and one of the things she does is when it's deadline on a book, she goes out and stays for a week out at one of these great resorts and finishes her book out there. She's paying $90 a night.
But she never leaves her hotel room.
Right. You know, so it's a great spot for her. But it is really limiting. People think they can do a lot more. Golfers in particular think, well, I'll go out and I'll play golf. You know, if I just start really early in the morning or really late in the afternoon, it's going to be wonderful. I say, think about 9 holes tops.
Yeah, I do. And, that's true. I've done golf in Palm Springs. And by the 9th hole, I was done. And luckily, yeah. I think they realized that because they set up a nice bar on the 9th hole.
Yeah. Oh, they know.
Yeah. And in fact, I think the name of the bar, the golf course I was at, was called Play Through.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, it's just now, you know, you do have to watch out for these rates, because like any hotel rate, they'll grab you on certain things. Make sure to ask, am I still paying a resort fee? Maybe I'm getting this nice, you know, $400 room for $88, but they tell you, well, it's still a $25 resort fee per day.
What does that get you?
Usually some towelettes and internet. You know, I think that's about it. You know,
well, you know, I might be willing to pay some money for wireless internet on the resort for it per day. I mean, that's reasonable,
Phil, you're
right?
So behind the times. So what? Behind the times. Internet is free. Internet is free. It should be free in every hotel. Why is it free at a Best Western, and yet you go out to, you know, some 4 or 5 star resort, and they want $15, $19, not just per room, but per device.
Oh.
As a family guy who's shown up with my family, and everybody's got a laptop, and they've got their phones, and they've got their iBooks, and this resort wants $15 for every single one. No, I'm a firm advocate, and it's time. You know, they don't charge for the telephone anymore. They don't charge for, you know, I don't know, hot water, mm-hmm. all the other things that came along in Back to the Future or something like that.
Right. Well, I tell you where I care about every little penny that I spend, and I don't know why this is. It's a dichotomy in travel mentality. Whenever I go to Las Vegas, I can dump $50 on a single bet, but if I have to pay an extra dollar on something in the hotel room, I go nuts.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Right? Well, isn't everybody like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that brings us back to Las Vegas. I haven't mentioned Las Vegas because it doesn't fit in any of these categories.
It is hot, though.
It is
the desert.
Oh, it's very hot. It's very hot. But, you know, I think that if it was end of the world volcano hot, you'd still have some bus tour group that would be pulling up to, you know, one of the hotels disgorging to play Keno all day long.
Right.
I just think that Vegas is a place unto itself. That's why their rooms are not necessarily sold because of the number of people that are at the hotel, as they are in these other resorts. They're just sold to get people in there as kind of a loss leader. They want gamblers out on the floor. So kind of when it's really, really hot, that means that they're going to stay in their casino rather than make a trek to the next casino because their luck's going bad.
All right. So it sounds to me like if you do want to enjoy the desert, you should just go ahead and pay the high season rate. So when is the high season if we want to go to, say, New Mexico or Arizona?
Well, New Mexico is different a little bit because it's the high desert. You can go to places like Taos. Right now in Taos, it's about 85 degrees, whereas I think that it's going to be 115 in Palm Springs this week and 114 in Phoenix. So the rates you're going to be paying high season. I go to Scottsdale every year because I'd love to go to spring training. The hotels start out at about 300, and they quickly get into the 400 and 500 for the really top end places. So you're talking about, you know, 20%, 15% that you're maybe paying if you go in the summer. If you want to go sit in a Frank Lloyd Wright designed hotel room,
yeah,
spend the night there at the Arizona Biltmore.
Yeah.
You can do that in the summer for for $100 or so.
Yeah.
You want to do that during the winter, you're talking through the nose.
Speaking of Frank Lloyd Wright, you need to take us on a lodge tour one of these of these Wednesdays. Not today, it's too late, but I bet you've done that, and I'd love to hear you talk about it sometime.
I have.
Good. Well, Gary, we'll talk to you next week, and we'll plan our trip around your advice because you're a smart guy and I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the air conditioner back on. That's my resort.
There you go.
Take care, guys.
Take care. There he goes. Travel guy, Gary Warner. What do you think? Do you like the desert?
Not in the summer.
If it has a body of water running through it, a river or something running through it.
Oh, you like Havasu or someplace like that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, or Laughlin. You know, those are deserty areas. But
Lake Mead.
Yeah, there's a place to cool off.
We went to Palm Springs, and it was 105 at 10 o'clock at night. I got out of the car. I couldn't even walk. The air was so thick.
Yeah, no thank you.
Oh, no, it was bad.
You.
Yeah. Hey, you know that Planet of the Apes movie was huge.
Now, see, there's something you can do in the desert if you're vacationing.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, Jay, when we return, you have a story about not a human who saw this movie. Well, that's pretty much all I'm going to say for now. Because
it'll just blow your mind.
Just wait. And that's next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit PortsacallDining.com or call 310-833-3553. We're having fun here, as usual, on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends, because there's no radio station show like this anywhere. You're not going to get this on satellite. You're not going to get this on the internet. And you're certainly not going to get it on the rest of Los Angeles radio. And I can't even explain what we do on this show, but I've had people bump into me and they say, I love this. They talk about what we're doing on this program. And they say, I don't know. There's nothing like you guys anywhere. I love it.
We are show prep for all the other shows in Los Angeles.
Exactly right. All right. And so with that being said, go ahead and start recording, you other radio stations. You know who you are. So we're about to give you what you're going to do tomorrow morning.
Yep. Definitely a morning story. I am so excited about the Planet of the Apes movie.
I haven't seen it yet, but everybody's saying it is out of this world.
Well, even our movie guy liked it, and he doesn't like anything.
That's right.
It must be north of $70 million at the box office this weekend.
That's insane. That's a lot of money.
I'm excited. It just looks badass. It got monkeys taking over the world. I just think it looks awesome. Well, in South Carolina, a bunch of people went and saw the movie over the weekend in Myrtle Beach. And to their surprise, two chimpanzees walked in the theater and watched the movie.
On their own?
No.
Were they holding hands? I mean,
a couple of zoologists out there brought them in there, but just as like a stunt, as just kind of like fun. And like, hey, let's take the chimps to the movies because they watch movies in their habitats and whatever else, just as like recreational study. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, people at the movie theater said the chimps walked right up, handed over their money, got their change. They handed over money for their snacks and sat down and watched the movie. Now, here's kind of the coolest thing. The zoologist said that the chimps were able to determine the good and the evil characters right off the bat.
Really?
Now, that's interesting.
It is.
They're so smart.
Well, I mean, it's smart about the movie producers that they are able to project that kind of thing so the animal kingdom can pick up on it.
Well, oddly, you say that because somebody told one of the exit interviews, so what'd you think of the movie? Oh, I thought it was great. Oh, I was scared. We all see these promos, right? One person says, I don't think monkeys should be watching this movie because wouldn't it teach them how to take over the world?
There's an answer for you.
Keep them away from that.
Yeah.
Don't let
I love pragmatism.
Over.
You got to be careful about
it. I just said, I love the movie. I was a little concerned about the two chimpanzees in the front, though.
Well, you know what? First thing,
I know, right?
You know, first thing they figure out, the animals, they figure out, okay, the way to start taking over is slowly infiltrate politics.
That's a good point, Phil. You start doing that, and then you rule everything, right? Well, if you live in Oakland, you can actually vote for a furry creature. Einstein the dog. Oakland City Council voted 7-0
to allow
him to be on the ballot. So basically, Einstein the dog.
And what's he running for?
He is running for the mayor of Oakland.
Mayor of Oakland could be a dog.
Well, with a name like Einstein, he's got to be smart.
Einstein. And here's kind of the – he's just got to be a Raiders fan up there, and he'll be voted in unanimously, I guarantee. So he's got a webpage. People have to sign petitions and everything else. But can you imagine? What is the world coming to?
I don't know. You hear about these small towns. It's like a population 15, and they get a dog for a mayor.
And that's cute.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But this is a major city, Oakland.
The Shepherd Mix is among 20 other humans who are vying.
The dog's going to win, right?
He's going to win.
Everybody's going to vote for
Pause
a dog
down.
Because people are cynical about politics.
Really?
Pause down.
Here's the thing. If you're the guy who loses to Einstein, do you just throw in the towel on life in general?
I think so.
Yeah, that's your last day in politics.
Isn't the bigger concern Oakland sort of making a mockery of the democratic system by allowing an animal to be on the ballot?
Well, you spoil the party, Chris.
Well, it's,
have you
know,
been to
it
Oakland?
Is Oakland.
Oakland could have a dog for a mayor, and you're spoiling the
I'll
party.
I'll tell you what, Oakland's ruined a lot more than just politics if this goes through.
All right. Well, Chris, speaking of you, before we lock you up and throw away the key, you have a story for us.
I do, yeah. This guy, Farad Polk. He's filing a lawsuit against the Cook County Jail, and I want to see if you guys agree with the suit.
Cook County's where?
Cook County is in a state
that starts with the letter.
Oh, it's in Chicago, is it not? It's in Illinois.
It's Illinois.
In Illinois.
Which one,
I
Chris?
Said Illinois again. I put an S on the end of it. Illinois.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
And so he's visiting his son. And the prison guards asked him to sit in a room seated in the back of the facility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they locked the door. And Polk wasn't able to get out for 30 hours.
Oh!
Yeah. So he's in this 8x8 concrete visiting room known as Division 9. It's rarely used, and it was under repair. They locked him in there. They forgot he was in there. The guy was kicking and hollering. He's screaming under the door. No one came for over 30 hours. He ended up breaking a fire sprinkler head and flooding the room, which alerted the fire department, which is the only way that he was able to get out of there.
Smart
Who knows
guy.
How long he could have been locked in there. That's what he said. He said it was my last option.
It's MacGyver.
Yeah.
The jail has apologized. They said they've added some checks and balances to the system, but simply there is not enough guards to keep track of all the inmates over there in Illinois.
Give you an idea. If an inmate screams, it'll take 30 hours on average for somebody to respond to him.
Yeah. He said he heard some noises outside the door, too, and he assumed somebody.
You know that sound effect that you hear? I don't know. I heard it in my head, the closing of the jail room door, right, and the warden walking off with the keys. Do you get that sound in your head?
And the tin cup going back and forth. And
yeah, exactly. That age-old thing. It is so old. How old is it, Katie?
Well, so old. All right, so I just want to mention that, you know, a guy started smoking about 50 years ago. Not a story, no big deal, right? He's lived a nice long life. But 50 years ago, he was 76.
Whoa,
wait, what?
Whoa.
What now?
Yeah. A Brazilian man, he's actually his family was from Africa, and he has a birth certificate showing that he was born in 1888. He's 126 as of last week.
Good for him.
Is he the oldest guy?
Yeah, they're saying he's the oldest guy in the world, and this man has never married or had children. No, I don't know about his opportunities.
That's the key to his success.
Right?
Yeah.
126 years, he's avoided that, and he walks on his own, doesn't need any help walking. He can eat well. He eats 4 square meals a day.
How are the lungs?
And, well, since he's been smoking the last 50 years, seems like he's doing actually pretty good. He's pretty healthy. So what he says, the truth is, you just keep getting older. You take each stage at a time. That's what his motto is.
Wow. How
good
about that?
Him.
So I'm thinking when I'm 76.
You're
going
to, if you make it to 76.
If I make it there, I'll live another 50 by
you're gonna take
picking up
smoking.
That habit.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, you can smoke or you can eat a lot of junk. Remember last year when Lay's introduced experimental potato chip flavors?
Yes.
And people could vote for the best one? They did cheesy garlic bread. They did sriracha. And they did chicken and waffles flavors.
Yeesh.
Those were the voters, voted choices. And cheesy garlic bread won.
Good.
So they made that. Now, they have a new round of experimental flavors this year, and these are way weirder. Lay's just announced they're rolling out four new flavors for people to buy, try, and vote on. They are cheddar bacon mac and cheese.
Oh, my God. That sounds good.
Okay.
Wasabi ginger.
Ooh. Now, see, that would be good.
Mango salsa.
Nice. I like that.
I like that one. And cappuccino.
What?
Oh. Does it have caffeine in it?
Cappuccino potato chips.
Does it give you a coffee log like normal?
I mean, the strangest flavor of the group has to be cappuccino, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to make a flavor of coffee for everything.
Yeah, I don't know. But if you've ever wondered what a coffee-flavored potato chip tastes like, now you can find out. Lay's hasn't made any promises about these flavors becoming permanent options, but I suppose if one sells enough, it could. And you can start voting for the best flavor on their website soon. The contest runs through the middle of October.
So they don't, like, put out a trial batch of each kind and see what sells the best?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of with you, Katie. Or wait, who was it? Was it you, Jay? Wasabi ginger?
The wasabi ginger. Bomb.
I think so.
Yeah.
That could be good. Sounds disgusting.
I think I'll try that cheddar, cheese, bacon.
Yeah.
The heart attack in a bag.
Yeah.
Let alone it's a potato chip.
Yeah. And then on top of that.
Yeah, potato cheese, potato chips, and fish with the wasabi ginger potato chips.
I'll tell you what's great. Wasabi mustard. Ugh. Girlfriend's been picking that up, putting it in the sandwiches. The best.
Yeah.
The best.
I know it. Speaking of fish.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about sharks because, you know, Phil, I think it's been a while since we've had any hockey talk on this show. And I know that
I'm starting to have withdrawals.
Eats up at least a segment or two a week. So the San Jose Sharks, they've been taking a hit on social media lately because they are bringing mid-drift showing ice girls to sweep off the ice during intermissions, commercial intermissions.
They're catching up with the rest of the teams, are they?
They are, yeah. Well, you look at the Ducks girls and the Kings girls, and they're all scantily dressed.
Sexy girls, bikini calendars, the whole thing.
Yes. And in San Jose, it doesn't work the same way. There's a petition that says, say no to the ice girls. There's a job posting. It doesn't discriminate, but it does say, hey, you're going to be wearing form-fitting clothes. Prefer you to have an athletic figure. Men will also still be cleaning the ice, but they will have full zip-up jackets and snow pants. Thank you.
Wow.
Maybe that a little chilly out there.
That's hilarious.
I like what one fan said, though. He said, you know, every sport has cheerleaders. They're kind of like cheerleaders for the team.
Yeah, but they also have to come out and have utilitarian purposes. They bring out the shovels. They sweep up the snow in between timeouts.
Another reason to be athletic.
Exactly. Yep. And so that's one of the requirements when they try out.
Yep.
Have an athletic
it's
body.
The no fun police in action again.
Well, the chief of operations says he will not be pulling back on the plan.
We have an email address for your comments. feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com. @AsWeSeeItShow is our Twitter. Our executive producer is Mike Stark. Brooke Peterson is our producer. Production assistant, Nick Wright. Our theme song, composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer Bjorklund, Katie Clark, Jay Campidonia, Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.